Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to teaching series. How do you say this in American English? 大家好，我是 Nick。
大家好，我是 Brad。
那大家如果想要听到更多精彩内容，可以关注公众微信号“铅笔英语”，获得更多精彩免费内容。那今天呢，我要教大家一个词组，就是说 relatively speaking， 相对而言。这个词组呢是用来做一个比较，就是说你在谈论一个什么东西的时候，你为了让自己显得不是那么绝对，因为大家知道我们如果讲话讲得太绝对，大家可能听着会比较反感，不太喜欢，对吧？比如说这个东西绝对不好用，这个东西这个人绝对很坏，这样一般我们是觉得非常武断，是不太好，所以我们会用这个比较，就相当于就 compare to something， 对吧？它是另一个表达方法，我们常说的。 So like I would say relatively speaking、this exam is easier, right?
Yeah, it depends who you are. Like let's say that you're majoring in math、and you'll say, and you took an exam in algebra, you'll say, relatively speaking, that exam was pretty easy. But if、you're speaking to someone who's never learned math before, they're going to say, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's
so hard.
So hard.
But since they know that you're a mathematician,they know that relatively speaking, it was easy for you.、another example I think of is weather. Like、I could say, relatively speaking, it's warm out, even though I'm wearing a sweater and a jacket and a hat.、But I say relatively speaking because I have、cousins in Florida where it's very hot out. Like,、it's very warm, like they're wearing shorts and a t-shirt right now.、But for Ohio, I know 60 degrees is a nice day in February.
Yeah.
So that's why I say relatively speaking.
Well, just say relatively speaking, it's pretty nice outside.
Yeah, yeah. So like considering even though I'm wearing、a lot of clothing to keep me warm,、it's warm out for the time of the year.
Okay.But you don't have to really like list all the comparisons.
Not、
right?
really, no. It's usually common. If they want to know, then they'll ask, compared to what?
Oh, you can like just say,、relatively speaking, it's a good day today.
Yeah.
I don't have to put on a lot of clothes.、
Yeah. Right.
If they don't really know what you're mentioned to,、they might ask you, oh, compared to what?
Yeah.
You know, makes you say.
Yeah, then they'll just say, oh, Florida.But they shouldn't know that.
Yeah, they shouldn't be asking this,、
yeah.
usually. Okay, thank you.、那 Brad 刚刚就说呢，这个 relatively speaking, 你可以不需要说，刚刚我举的一个例子就是说，我考试，对吧？我觉得这个考试简单。他说，如果你学数学的，你觉得数学考试简单，但是相对而言，可能其他学没有学过数学，就可能觉得这考试难，对吧？这个比较好理解。那或者说这个温度，对吧？你觉得外面是非常暖的。然后但虽然你穿了很多，但是你觉得外面很暖，那是因为在 Ohio 这个地方呢，可能因为它比较冷，所以现在这个温度它还是觉得很暖，虽然说其他人会觉得很冷，但它、仍然觉得很暖。也就是说，其实试想一下，假如说你在东北，对吧，常年零下20度，然后你跑到这个海南，对吧，你会觉得非常暖。然后海南假如说是零度哈，这不太可能，假如说海南是零度，一个东北负20度跑过去叫零下20度跑过去，你觉得哎还是挺暖的，但是海南人觉得哇怎么这么热啊，因为他们平常都是20多度，对吧？这个就是 relatively speaking， 有一个比较性。另一个他说的一个点呢，就是你并不需要把所有的这个 comparisons， 所有这个比较的一个物品参照物给说出来，这个是没有必要的，大家一听会听得懂，对吧？比如说你说你现在觉得外面虽然说很冷，但是你自己虽然说很多人觉得很冷，但是你觉得很暖，你走出去你说很暖，对吧？你不需要说，因为我是因为在更冷的地方长大的，所以我觉得这个冷不算什么，你不需要说出来，因为这个毕竟不是你们这个讨论的一个重点。那如果真的你们在聊天的时候，因为你只想表达自己不冷而已，对吧？如果你真的想要说其他的一些，如果想其他人想要了解为什么你会这么说，他们可能问 compared to what， 对吧？为什么你会说这里很冷，或者说为什么你会说这里不冷，就这样。So this is the way we use relatively speaking. So I'll see you guys next class.
Bye everyone.
Bye everyone.